It's Friday when we hear from StoryCorps, where everyday people tell the stories that have shaped their lives. This project has been going on more than a decade, and Americans keep telling astonishing tales like this. In 1997, Darius Clark Monroe was a high school honor student in Houston, Texas. He'd never been in serious trouble. But soon after his 16th birthday, he robbed a bank at gunpoint with two of his friends. Many years later, he sat down at StoryCorps with David Ned, a customer who was in the bank during the robbery.
How did you get to that point where you said, I'm going to rob a bank?
What was happening at my house was that things weren't going well in terms of the finances. My parents were working all the time. And once they told me that we were in like $25,000, $30,000 of debt, I was thinking, how am I going to help? Because nobody else is going to come save the day. And so one day on TV, there was this guy who had robbed this bank. And I was struck by how easy it seemed.
Did you really think you was going to get away with this?
I literally thought no one would ever find out. It took almost 4 weeks before I was arrested and then sent to prison.
How many years they was giving you?
Five.
5 years.
Mm-hmm. When I got out, I wanted to apologize to the people who were inside the bank. And when I spoke to you, it was the first time I got to truly understand the seriousness of what I did.
When you came into the bank, you made us all lay on the floor. Can you imagine laying on the floor and all you hear is that shotgun? Clack, clack. Everything in me was shaking. And I kept saying to myself, it's over. I used to think I wasn't scared of nothing. They used to call me Brave Dave. I figured if anybody tried to rob me, I said, well, they're going to take my life to get my money. I don't work too hard for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was hard for me because I had to come to grips with that. And one thing that helped me when you came by and asked me to forgive you years later, I thought about my son. He could have been put in jail because he's been through some stuff. But should he ever turn his life around, I would like that somebody he may have taken advantage of would give him a second chance.
It has been incredible to be given a second, third, fourth shot. And having you be a part, this has given me hope.
I'm really proud of you. And I don't know if you've got a good relationship with your dad, but if you don't, he's the one that missed out on a great son. And I'm here to do whatever it is I need to do 17 years later to help you be a great young man.
That's David Ned with Darius Clark Monroe at StoryCorps. They became acquainted while Darius was a film student making the documentary Evolution of a Criminal. This interview, like all StoryCorps recordings, will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can get the StoryCorps podcast on iTunes or at npr.org.